Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The problem is, at the bottom, it's going to tuck and it's going to pull. Mitch, you know what I'm talking about here?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's not all that cocaine I did in the back, is it?
Is that what you're doing in the bathroom?
And James Strebel.
I like him going on in his bluster, and he's just a cool dude. He's just a cool dude, and I like him.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't know. Is it a masking agent for something else? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I this week's just been heartbreaking for me, like I'm sure it has been for you.
Another hour to go. You know, it's the 5 o'clock hour right here on ESPN 680 105.7. It is The Take, and we are presented this hour by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. You got locations all over. Cox's Spirit Shop, your neighborhood liquor stores, all the spirits, the wine, the beer, the premium cigars, they're all over the city. And then the Evergreen Liquors, the two locations on Shelbyville Road. That shopping experience, great, great selection, all that craft beer as well. And they're delivering right now, Cox'sLouisville.com. Strebel, what are you sipping on this weekend?
I need to go to the store and
what are you
get
gonna
something.
Get?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm in the mood for. I don't know if I'm in the mood for beer or bourbon. I don't know yet. I've
yes.
got some beers in the fridge, but it's like Busch Light. I don't know. Maybe some high-end
stuff.
You
step it up.
I do. I'm feeling like maybe getting some good beers this weekend.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Just don't drink didn't you drink like a six-pack of stouts or a four-pack of 16-ouncers or whatever it was?
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'll be really sick on Sunday if I do that.
That'll be too bad. It's going to rain all day Sunday. Of course it is.
Of course.
Ridiculous.
Of course. We can't get one weekend where both days are beautiful.
Mitch, what's on tap for you this weekend? Anything?
I was telling Strebel on one of the breaks, my weekends have been like gone up to Cincinnati, then Thunder over Louisville.
Oh, they've been
then
wild.
Then bachelor
yeah.
party, then derby, then wedding. So, yeah, I'm taking a chill weekend where I want to go do something, but, like, I mean, I would love to go to a ball game, but.
Oh, my God. You and this, I want to go to a
I
ball
want
game.
I'm
Strebel, what's going on with
I
him?
I don't know. He wants to go. He's got the itch.
Oh,
I do.
My God.
He's
would
got
you
the baseball
stop
itch?
With the baseball?
There's nothing like going to. It's the best sporting
oh
event to go
Lord
to.
What are
Have you
doing?
Ever been to a football
what are
game?
You
yes,
doing?
I've been to several NFL games.
What's he doing right now?
I don't know what's going on here. The best sporting He's, event.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just his sadness. That no one's in town this weekend for him.
Do you really want to go to –
I mean
I'll
you
tell
think?
You where Kellen's playing if you want to go.
I don't want to go to little
You can bring
game.
A flask. You can bring – look.
Why don't you invite – why don't you try to go to dinner with the girl you walked down the aisle with for the wedding a couple weeks
yeah.
ago?
Take her to
yeah,
like an
why don't you shoot her a Facebook message or something?
Take her out. Maybe meet at a place. You do some outdoor dining. It's going to be beautiful on Saturday. Sit outside somewhere. Have some beers. Have some drinks. You know, meet the girl. Talk to her a little bit more. Get to know her.
Maybe do that.
Oh, there it is.
That's a no.
No, yeah. It's
that's
a no.
it. That's a
oh,
public.
Come on, Mitch.
I mean, I might go to a brewery or something this weekend with some buddies, but I mean, I want to go like outside and do something. Like
I like how you're going to go to a brewery with buddies and then you're going to get high-end beers and you don't even ask my opinion. You don't even ask my opinion.
To the liquor
shame
store,
on both
might,
of you.
I'll,
shame, shame, shame.
I'll shoot you a text when I
no,
go to the liquor
won't.
Store
I like what
on
I like.
Saturday.
I know what I like. I don't. I mean,
you sound. You are the most close-minded person. I like what I like.
I like what I like.
I mean, it's not like
I don't know what you do like.
What do you?
That
like?
Is a. That's a.
I like
short
mile
list.
Wide.
Coors Light.
There you go. By the way, Pat Forty and others, Medina Spirit, his tests were negative, so he is good to go
All right.
in the Preakness. So there you go.
Here we go. I'm
there
actually,
you go, Diener.
I'm more interested in the Preakness than I would be normally, just because of Medina Spirit.
Boy,
he
you can go ahead.
Negative.
If you want to hit that sounder there, feel free.
No, I am.
Yeah.
We have a lot of the line
That was
here.
A lie.
I mean, come on.
We have a lot of the line here with Medina come Spirit.
Come on.
Now we know he's
Come
not.
Come on, you have interest in the Preakness.
I
You're
do.
Not going to watch the Preakness. You're not going to know
I'll
who won the Preakness.
Be,
You're not going to watch
I'll
a replay
know.
Of the full race. You're not going to know anything about the Preakness on Monday when we come in here.
No, when I'll know the winner. I'll know if it's Medina Spirit or not. That's what I'll know. That's all I need to
know. Will you see the entire race?
Probably not.
There we go.
But that's okay.
You know, the
I'm
race is like, a minute 45 or whatever?
I'll be out. I'll be doing stuff.
It's not even 2 minutes. Well, you can watch it again.
Well, who wants to do that when it's already over and you know the result? It's like, who cares? It's like, why do I want to watch the race when I know who won? It's like, I want to go watch this boxing match when I know who won the boxing match. That's the drama's all gone.
Right. The argument would be, it would be for your job, one of your jobs.
But if I know the result.
Well, what about a history teacher? We know the results. We know what happened with the Emancipation Proclamation.
It's a horse race. It's a horse race. That's different than the Emancipation Proclamation or World War II.
Mitch, what's the
Magna Carta or something like that? It's, you know,
Mitch, what's the Emancipation Proclamation?
It's the thing that Abraham Lincoln signed to free the slaves.
That is stunning.
I wiped my brow because
I did too.
I'm glad that you knew the Emancipation Proclamation.
It's not Bible. It's not whatever rule you want. I mean, what are you doing here? Just watch the race.
I will be out. I'm not going to be at home.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, send it to me.
Will you do that?
Yes, if you send it to me, I'll watch the race.
How is BBN going to act when Sevier Wheeler, and the question I asked to begin the show today, if Sevier Wheeler commits this weekend, that is obviously expected.
Yes.
If that were to happen, what's the conversation then? Is it Keon Brooks and Isaiah Jackson? Is the Isaiah Jackson conversation silly?
I think that if you were to rank the conversations.
Or is there no conversation?
No, I think there is conversation. I think if you were to rank the conversations after Sevier Wheeler, if that does happen today, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever, I think Isaiah Jackson is the number one conversation. No, I apologize. Keon Brooks is the number one conversation. Because even though you had his father come out and talk to Kyle Tucker in that Athletic article last Friday, apparently, Riley Welch went on with Medi Bangs and said he's had no indication that Keon Brooks is leaving and he's been playing and practicing with him, that you feel pretty good about that. But it's still the number one story. After that's Isaiah Jackson. I think third is Davion Mintz. I think those are the stories.
See, Mintz is not even
I don't think so either. But
with everything they have going on, come on.
If I were to rank them, though, that's how I'd rank them. Because Davion Mintz still is, you know, technically available, but that's how I'd rank them. I would rank them that way.
Texas says, Freeba, you can watch the race on your phone. Texas says, duh, bridesmaid.
And when you were talking, and I would have put Jaden Hardy up there if he wasn't committing at 3 a.m. I would have put him somewhere in that mix as a story. But you know what it reminded me of? You're like, BBN should stay up and watch this.
That would be fun.
It would be fun.
You wouldn't have done it. Somebody else would have done it. It would have capitalized.
I've done it before. Because if you remember when Jaylen Brown committed, he's supposed to commit at like 8 p.m. one night.
Okay.
He didn't end up committing until like 1 a.m. So I remember sitting out on my deck, drinking and
–
The big deck,
big deck.
Hanging out and refreshing my phone, waiting for Jaylen Brown.
You ever seen Streeble's deck before, Mitch?
There's a big difference between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Well, no, here –
No, but we were waiting because he's supposed to do it like 7 or 8. We just sat and waited and waited. It was fun.
Here's the thing. I would have given you the idea. You guys round of shots. You and your UK guys.
Yeah.
Do a live stream.
Right.
Drinking beer and waiting till 3 a.m. for Jaden Hardy. You would not have done it though.
No, I wouldn't have done that. But if I'm saying
it's a good idea though,
it is a good idea because But there's no drama with this. We all know what he's doing. And look, all right. You're going to laugh at me. You're going to call me a BBN homer. That's fine.
Okay.
It's a BBN homer take. Jaden Hardy, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I agree with
when
you.
When you do it at 3 a.m.
And you're saying,
going
to the G League,
nobody cares.
West Coast time, midnight, nobody cares.
Nobody
it's
cares.
Silly. It's silly. I agree with you.
Yeah, okay, good. I thought it was going to come off as a big homer there.
Here's the thing. If there was some sort of intrigue.
Or drama.
I mean, just what if this happened? Of course, Mitch would not. He would wake up and his day would be ruined. Weekend would be ruined.
No baseball.
If Jaden Hardy went to Kentucky and Kentucky fans woke up at like 7 a.m. or whatever, and they look at their phone and they're like,
I'd have to rewrite the quickies, Andy.
You already had the quickies written
already? No, I'll write them tonight.
I will know Jaden Hardy commit to Kentucky when I'm asleep at 8 a.m. and I just hear my phone on vibrate just going bzzz.
Andy and I will assault you.
Oh, no, y'all blow me up.
I will
assault I'll know then.
I mean, they went, and what's funny about it is Kentucky went after Jaden Hardy like they did Zion.
They went after him hard.
Cade. Yeah, I mean, like they went after him and did anything you could do. The G League just won this one.
Yeah, they just did. I mean, it's
G League just won
this
one.
It's six figures.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So Sevier Wheeler's like, cool and chill. It's like, I'm going to wait. Notice how all this is lining up again. You have you have Wheeler, Ty, the Jaden Hardy announcement.
Yeah.
Like, it's all happening in a couple days.
Yeah.
And, like my opinion is, Ty Washington knows that Wheeler's committing.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't want to do it in the same weekend. Do it on a Tuesday. You know, it's a done deal. Yeah. Get on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Which that doesn't matter to Louisville fans.
Yeah,
but
it's not a big deal. They don't
not
care
a big
about,
deal.
They don't care about their players being nationally recognized as good. That doesn't matter to
I
them.
Don't know how much the Isaiah Jackson. Listen, there are people. My read on the situation is there's a lot of people that think he's giving off the vibes as someone who would stick around. And I'm not saying Kyle Tucker's doing this. I want to be clear because I do not – I don't –
It's not just him.
I don't know if he's doing it. He's tweeted out – you know, UK's tweeted out pictures and video of these guys. And he's like, well, you know, the more you stick around, you know. I don't think that matters at all.
Right.
I'm saying people just around the program are like, damn, there might be a chance here. Hey, wait a minute. There is kind of a chance here. Isaiah Jackson really might. I mean, the conversation of him coming back isn't crazy. I still believe it's crazy. I want to be clear with that.
Right.
He's going to get workouts and combine, and it's going to change.
Yeah.
I'm at like 98% that he's gone.
Right.
And Kentucky, though, not everyone's like that. But I am, and that's why it's going to be difficult for me to next week if we start to have other conversations about these basketball teams. A Kentucky angle would be that, and I'm not going to believe in that angle. I don't think you believe it.
Mitch
doesn't believe it. So this show doesn't believe it, and since we all agree that's not going to be good sports talk radio.
But, well, I will add this in there. I will throw this in. The difference between Isaiah Jackson and some of the other guys that in the past that have been first-round draft picks, like, he's solidly in the first round. They left campus and, like, went and did their own thing. He's not doing that. He's, like, hanging around and playing with the guys at campus right now. Like, he's still playing with Keon Brooks. He's still playing games. He's still hanging around campus and playing and in the facilities.
Oh, Kentucky's being very open in, and he's in every picture, video that they put out. He is a part of it. You're not wrong
and
with that.
You get Chin Coleman in there and Orlando Antigua and say, hey, look, we can take you to another level.
There's maybe momentum.
We don't believe in the coaching that you received last year from whomever was coaching the big guys, and we can do better. We can get you in that lottery, locked in the lottery. I could see that argument being made to Isaiah Jackson, who had a fine season. He had probably the best season on the team outside of Davion Mintz.
No, he did. He had a better season than Davion Mintz.
Absolutely.
He was a four-star in some places.
Yes, he was.
He was a four-star.
And he balled out.
And is a top 25 pick right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think there may be some people in his ear trying to convince him to stay, and it doesn't sound like his father is an individual that's like, yo, you got to go. We got to the draft.
Man,
we got to the draft right now.
Asking him to turn down. I still think he's a top 20-ish pick.
I know, but
and
so
he hasn't
like,
even done workouts. He hasn't went to the. He
I,
hasn't yeah, got all the measurements
I know,
and everything.
I expect him to go, but I.
You're talking yourself into it. See?
I'm not talking myself into it. I'm just reading the room and I'm looking at the options. I said this.
Don't do this to yourself.
I'm expecting him to go, but I said this. If Jaden Hardy out of the blue commits Kentucky, then I would down a fifth of bourbon and I'd assault Twitter. If Isaiah Jackson came back, I would do the exact same thing. I would down a fifth of bourbon. I would assault Twitter. So I need Isaiah Jackson to come back so I can down a fifth of bourbon and assault Twitter. That's what I'm going to do. I will be it'll be bad. And I'm here
if,
for
if
it.
If Isaiah Jackson came back, Mitch, what kind of mood would that put you in?
I mean, I think Jaden Hardy committing to Kentucky would be bigger.
Oh, I disagree.
Man.
I totally disagree.
Isaiah Jackson's.
I totally disagree.
Isaiah Jackson.
I disagree with Mitch on that one.
I do too. Year two Isaiah Jackson.
You go. You could go. You could go. I mean, at Gar. Look at him. Look at Streeple. I mean, you go.
Damian.
You go. Damian Collins. Shebue.
Yeah.
Isaiah Jackson. Oh, Ty Washington.
Let's go.
Wheeler. Look at him.
It's gotta happen. It's not going to happen. No, I gotta stop myself because I'll get to. He wasn't that good. Malik Williams got something. J.J. Trainer got something for you. No, he wouldn't. But it's not going to happen. I can't fool myself into thinking this.
The other thing, and you brought this up during the break. We'll just get Strieble going with this. Mixtape coming up, 437-9680. Mixtape at about 525. Mitch, do I need to get out by 525? Or do I need to get out by 5:20? How long is the mixtape today?
It's just a normal. I mean, 5:25 is fine.
Okay. Travis Kraft, I don't know if he's the first one.
Oh,
Reed Sheppard will take an unofficial visit on June 3rd to Louisville, and then on June 14th, an unofficial to Virginia. Now, he holds offers from, Iowa, A&M, and others. That's according to Graf. So I would imagine those are his best. He's a sophomore, right?
He's a sophomore.
Going into his junior year. So what do you think about that? Because Louisville and Chris Mack are going to offer this kid.
They are, and that's fine. They can offer him.
Okay.
I've been consistent on my Reed Sheppard takes. I've been consistent. If Kentucky fans are hanging there, the program is in this shape or that shape based upon a Reed Sheppard offer, then you don't need to be Kentucky fans. You don't need to be. Go be a fan of Louisville. Go be a fan of Virginia. Go be a fan of another team. If you notice, Reed Sheppard had all these triple doubles, and he played great. But once he went,
you know your fan base wants him.
I don't care what
you
they
know.
Want.
You're in the minority.
That's
here.
Fine. I'll be in the minority here. I don't care. Once he went into these a big tournament or whatever, those numbers dwindled significantly. He's a fine player, but to say the state of your program depends
on. No one's saying that.
Yes, they. Andy, I read. Look, I had the text read to me during the season. I had callers tell me on the postgame show what Reed Sheppard means to BBN. Yes, they do. They 100%. There are people out there that think he needs to be given a scholarship now.
Texas says, would be huge for UK to get two proven college winners like Isaiah Jackson and Sevier Wheeler.
Again, these Louisville fans. Again, they had a great season, Andy. Did you know that they had a great? Their players were so good. I mean, David Johnson played himself out of the first round. Let's see, Jalen Withers didn't do anything.
I wish we could see Mitch right now.
Davis,
he's so tired right now.
You're swimming. Jalen Withers didn't do anything.
He was the only player. He was one of the only players that didn't do anything.
He got freshman of the year votes.
He got votes? Oh, man.
He was on all ACC
team. He got
votes?
Oh, boy. He got votes? He was out of position. You got to play with the right position, man. For him to be maximum, Jalen Withers, you got to play with the right position.
You're losing your fastball a little bit. You're in the ninth inning. That 95-mile-per-hour is down to a 90. You're losing a little bit.
Just tell me about all those great players Louisville had, Mitch. Tell me about them.
Texas says Trace Jackson Davis would destroy UK's front court.
Yeah, he's really good.
Texas says my son is stronger than yours, I bet, Strieble.
My son is stronger than yours.
Texas says, let's see here, 437-9680. Chin and Antigua sure did take that Illinois team to a different level there in the NCAA tournament.
Where was your team? Again, Louisville fans, shut up! Shut up! You sucked. You were you didn't win. You haven't won a tournament game in how many years? Shut up.
Hey, Mitch, we got to read this. Someone just said
a sea of blue comment.
Yeah, the sea of blue comment section. Hang
this
on.
It's going to really get him
it's
going.
It's going to get him going. And it was just.
I don't know what. By the way, I don't know what Strieble just did there. I think he turned into teacher Strieble there. One of his students was mouthing off to him.
Shut up.
I'm just tired of hearing like they had this great basketball team. They're turning into the Louisville football basketball fans are turning into Louisville football fans, where they think that they just had this imaginary season where things were great and all their players are first round draft picks and everyone's just, you know, kissing Chris Mack's butt and just they're just turning into that. Like, wake up. No one's saying Kentucky had a good season.
Wait to Mitch.
Wake up.
Wait to Mitch is moaning and groaning about McMames.
What up, man?
McMames.
Yeah, he's gonna be the only one.
This is a sea of blue comment. What is it? Just I'm already
okay.
Mad.
What kid is it talking about here, Mitch? Help me here, because all I see is what the guy sent. I feel like we need some sort of. Are they talking about Sevier Wheeler?
Wheeler or maybe Frederick? Because May. I'm trying to judge by the date. As I know it's not Washington because Strebel loves Ty Washington.
Well, I don't
I was not.
This was May 13th, right? The post was May 12th and 13th. So that would have had to be Ty Washington.
Right.
No, I've been high on Ty Washington the entire time.
This is probably about C.J. Frederick or Wheeler or.
Mitch, we got to find. Text or help us here.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. Wow.
Wow.
It's never good. When a comment section begins with wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Just wow. It's unbelievable how James Strebel will go on the radio and piss on this kid. And then will puff his chest when UK gets them. I'm not sure why Markham still employs this guy. We are going to be top five next year. He hates Cal. Cut the fat from the sight. That had to be about Ty Washington.
I proclaim my love for Ty Washington ever since he decommitted for Creighton. Because I remember people were like, oh, you're swimming in Creighton water. I was like, this kid's better than Creighton. It has to be about Ty Washington. I've been on Ty Washington's, like, his bandwagon for a long time now. And again, this is why I don't respect a sea of blue, not all of them, but some of the a sea of blue commenters, because they don't listen to anything I say. They just want to, like, just pounce on me. That's just fine. That's fine.
Who else wants to just pounce on you? Anybody else?
Mrs. Strebel.
There you
Corey
go.
Strebel.
Look at... Texas says Strebel's a typical UK fan who lives in Louisville.
You're a typical Louisville fan that doesn't understand reality. You don't. They don't.
Texas says we're in his kitchen. Shut up.
No, you're not in my kitchen.
Texas says
you're
paying
bro.
Round boy just to consistently spew shut up to Louisville fans.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little embarrassed.
About what?
You're like voice was cracking and everything. Just shut up. Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Shut
up. It got him like, going. Like what that. Else do you want, Mitch?
You don't be embarrassed.
Yeah, don't
I'm not
be embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed? I think it's funny. It's just, I'm sorry, but they want to bash Kentucky. That's
Mitch
bash
is embarrassed.
The season.
Of all
Mitch
the
is
things.
Embarrassed
of all the yeah. things.
I love
that would embarrass Mitch.
What
this is the one.
I know the name. I bet I could guess the name of that commenter. I guarantee I know who it is.
Well, what is it?
No, who is it then?
Is it like Anastasius or something like that?
That was not Anastasius.
Oh,
who's Anastasius?
There's another commenter that doesn't like me on the site. And he's like, oh, he's like, you're a gas bag.
Texas says Larry Vaught just put out a tweet about being sad he was going to miss the volleyball team at KSR Bar.
See, he's on vacation.
Maybe that's what I'll do tomorrow. Maybe I'll make a trip down to the KSR
Bar.
You should.
Man, that would be great content if you did.
He would fit right in.
I got to see if my buddy from Lexington's back from Disney. If so, we will go.
You're going to fall right in love.
You are, man. You're going to go
Not
in there.
With the volleyball team, but with, I mean, you're going to be back to BBN.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, within two calendar years, you and Rummage are BBN.
You're gonna walk.
Or you're gonna be BBN, and Rummage is gonna be Tennessee.
You're gonna walk in. Vince Merrill's gonna have his stool by the bar. That he
oh, absolutely.
For him.
Brad White's gonna be there.
Oh,
Liam
yeah.
Cohen's gonna be there.
Drew Franklin Ryan, might be up there.
Ryan Lemon's gonna be there. Drew Franklin is gonna
be
there.
He's gonna be up there doing a blog. You know,
a live
Roush
blog.
And Maggard are gonna be
Roush
in the
Maggard.
Corner doing a podcast.
I think Maggard's got like a sleeve of
he
tattoos.
He does. He's got
now.
Tats. He's all tatted
he
up.
He went
now.
From like no tattoos to like literally. I think he got. He's getting like a sleeve done.
Yeah, that's why. Like
that's nuts.
Well, this isn't the only reason, but I hear that if you get one, you're gonna keep wanting to get more and more and more. And that was one of the deterrents why I've never gotten any tattoos. Is I was like,
cheap and scared. And
I'm not scared.
You
I
probably
just...
had a girlfriend somewhere along the line that didn't like tattoos,
no,
and that
true.
Was it.
No.
I mean, it is true.
No, it's not.
It's one of those. You're scared, you're cheap, or it's your wife. It's one of the three.
No, my wife doesn't care. She doesn't care.
Does she have any tattoos?
No, she doesn't. Okay. But she thought about getting one.
What did she think about getting?
A tattoo.
What did she think about getting? Is it bad?
It's not bad. It's just, it's that's
is it tribal?
No, it's just confidential.
Okay.
Information.
Lower back?
I just no.
Was it lower back? Would you give us? Would you at least give us the truth? Is it lower back?
It's not lower back.
Okay,
that's the truth. That's the 100% truth. It's not lower back.
On her foot?
I'm not.
That's
not,
a popular place.
It
for,
is a popular
for women.
Place. I know a lot of women that have the foot tattoo.
I don't think you know a lot of women.
I do,
and I don't know if you know a lot of women that have a foot tattoo.
I do. I work with majority women. My other
that's
job.
The only place you see women. Is
that's
your
not the
job.
Only place I see them.
Well, it's
them.
Not around here. It's
I see them at the baseball
sports.
Field, too. They well, wear flip-flops, and you see their foot tattoos and their flip-flops.
There you go.
Yeah,
fair
they
enough.
They have a lot of them.
You see more women than I do.
I see a lot of women.
Say that for the mixtape. Yeah. Speaking of the mixtape, quick break. We'll do it next.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, listen to the podcast yesterday. Got to go back and hear Strebel faintly say, whoa, when Kinley Myers makes her selection in OVW. The man loves IG models. He does.
And James Strebel.
So it's a weakness I have. It's one of my things. I don't have many vices, but that's one of them. I don't.
There you go, Mitch. There's a rejoin.
Yeah.
Is that a rejoin for you?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hightower Men's Mixtape. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. They got you covered at the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com, 690-2800. That's the web, or that's the phone number. Again, hightowermens.com. We'll tell you more about them as we go here over the next half an hour or so, coming up in 35 minutes inside Churchill Downs. They'll carry you until 7 o'clock. Little Reds baseball at 8:10. Reds in Colorado, so we have that. U of L baseball over on 93.9 The Ville, starting in about 20 minutes. Mitch, you feel good about this mix of sound that we have?
Yes, it's a very solid one.
Okay, well let's go. Let's hit the open and let's open up the weekend here. Let's get her going.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, Mitch. Fire away. Where do we start on this beautiful Friday evening?
She was laughing the whole way through, so I thought either she's being really nice or she's enjoying this. This is great.
You know,
and there's probably so many YouTube videos.
And they
you
might
can watch
even have a weird stroke. But guess what? They're
you
really
have a
deep.
Weird They're... stroke. Texas says, yeah, jerseys don't look good on folks under 5'9". No, it has nothing to do with that. I mean, I would if I had to.
I love taking shots at you.
I know. Like, look, the short jokes wore off in, like, sixth grade, man. Like, yes, I'm short. I get it.
It's still ridiculously long. it actually got in his tongue. Oops.
Right.
Mitch, do you like it? It's a slap in the face to Dan Issel.
He's a Hall of Famer. So's Mike Pratt.
You damn right he is.
I mean, is Ryan Lemon in the Hall of Fame at Kentucky? No.
Every little curvature of the bone shows up in these x-rays.
Oh, we love the Dan Issel and Mike. You do. You adore him.
I really do.
Good start. All right, keep him coming on the mixtape. I feel like I am putting that Medina Spirit cream all over my body.
But you're here to say that Bob Baffert's team did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby.
We did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby. it's, you know, with all the noise going out, you know, we live in a different world now. This America is different. And this it was like a cancel culture kind of a thing. So they're reviewing it.
Bob Baffert is not stupid, okay?
There's problems in racing, but it's not Bob Baffert. I don't know what's going on in racing right now, but there's something not right. And I'm not a conspiracy therapist. I know everybody's not out to get me, but there is definitely something wrong. Why is it happening, you know, to me?
48 hours later, he admitted it. Mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Let's go.
Now it's like gas is like almost 350. So what's going on? I don't know what's going on. So I'm asking you guys, what's going on?
Okay, well, there was a hack into a coastline pipeline that...
Wait, Mitch wants to blame Biden. I that's what's going on here. Mitch, do you want to blame... I feel like there's something within you right now that wants to blame Joe Biden.
I mean, the gas prices have only gone up since he's been elected. And there's few things I rarely care about, and gas prices are one of them, because I drive an old truck, and it eats a lot of gas.
Well, this
so my bank account's been hurting, yes. Also, I have Fox News on because Baffert's lawyer just went on there.
Oh, no.
And we totally missed it. And now I just have no idea what they're talking about. Your world, Kabuto.
Kabuto?
I don't watch, so I don't know.
We're not doing that all day. I can't do... I mean, Baffert's breaking my heart all over the place.
Okay.
You know, I can't do it all day. I don't know. Is it a masking agent for something else? I mean, I don't know. I mean, this week's just been heartbreaking for me, like I'm sure it has been for you.
Texture says you could make it up to Clint by keeping him away from Blankenbaker for a year.
Yeah, okay.
That's very nice.
Question, does Blankenbaker try to move up on the friend rankings with Clint and try
Andy
to play
wanted to know
through.
If Mark was invited anyway.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm still sick over this. I am ill. I am physically ill over this.
I don't know, man. I can't imagine he would do this intentionally. Like, that's what I'm trying to get over in my head. It's like, did he do this intentionally? And I can't come to a place where Bob Baffert would cheat on Medina Spirit. Prior to this, it's like, you know, this guy's getting railroaded.
I hate it so much because he's the biggest star in the sport, and now he's just going to be thrown in with Lance Armstrong, Pete Rose, you name it. And just a week ago, guy was a star, a hero, the best that ever was. The Baffert thing is just, it's dominated my brain. It's dominated every conversation I had. I had the security guy down here at Cardinaltown stop me on the street yesterday and want to talk about Eric Crawford's column, who has written, I think, maybe the best column about this, about we're talking about a rash on a horse's ass about this. I mean, that's essentially what it says.
Let's find out.
I hate this. I hate tearing down our superstars. I hate this.
I don't like it either.
I hate it.
The local press in here is just, you know, giving Baffert every break, but in the national media, he's taking a beating. So we're being homers on this thing.
Well, you can think that all you want. Goodbye.
Whoa. That's great.
Oh, man. The problem is, at the bottom, it's going to tuck and it's going to pull. Mitch, you know what I'm talking about here? The shot of hope is when Patrick Sparks took a three in the corner. The hell's this lib talking about? Shot of hope.
It was the shot of hope.
It was when Patrick Sparks pump fake and the ball went all around the rim and it dropped in against Michigan State. Shot of hope. That lib. Him and Matt Jones.
A weed that I haven't touched in 3 years.
Hey, Orlando, John Huang, NOLA Media, justthecats.com. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Jen, John Huang, NOLA Media, justthecats.com. Welcome to Big Blue Nation.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Well, you know that the fan base here is extremely passionate, and they are very ravenous right now, and you fed them some red meat when you promised them many, 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 many championships. Exactly how many championships were you talking about?
Johnny Wong.
Doing work.
Little Johnny Wong on a Friday. It's the mixtape here on the Tank. It's ESPN 680-1057. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Keep them coming.
Random people that watch the Derby, watch it, and what's the story? Bob Baffert. It ain't Brad Cox. It's not any of these other guys.
Leave Brad Cox
alone. I'm just trying to make a point. I like Brad Cox. He's fine.
Mitch, you got to pause everything right there. Can we get the sounder for that?
That was a lie.
Thank you. We can't let him go with I like Brad Cox.
I don't dislike Brad Cox. Good for him.
I'll defend Lance Armstrong, too, for another fact, even though he did totally cheat. I mean, I would not be here today without Lance Armstrong. I learned I was good at public speaking by giving a speech in junior year of high school about Lance Armstrong.
Oh, my God.
Hey, 60 Minutes is quality television.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay. Andy Rooney is my hero, and I love him.
Hey, two in a row for process, man. Wow.
He wouldn't be here without Lance Armstrong. He wouldn't be there running Drew's show without Lance Armstrong. That's great.
That is.
Me, I don't know, Mitch, that's got to make the sound bracket already. I feel like that's a 16, but I feel that's such a dopey thing to say.
I gave a speech.
Process is where he is today because of Lance Armstrong is an amazing sentence.
Yes, it is.
Keep him coming.
I feel bad for him because you watch a video, you can tell his emotion. Where he's shaking until he's so upset, and that's how I get honestly when I'm hit with really bad or sad massive news.
So you're kind of reading the body language and saying maybe you kind of believe him that he doesn't know based on how upset he is in the video you've seen.
I don't know, maybe he's a hell of an actor. I don't know, but I'm buying into California, the body language a little bit.
He was talking about Baffert, by the way.
I know.
The body language.
What was that? Who was that?
That's Dan Issel, the Hall of Famer, baby.
That's Dan Issel. Whoa. Play it again. Dan Issel.
Farting on air.
I had a groom that urinated. He had COVID, and after he's getting over, he urinated in the stall, and the horse ate it. He was a cough medicine. We resolved that.
The biggest lie ever told. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Oh, that'll make the happy hour?
The mixtape?
Mixtape happy hour right there. Dan Issel.
I don't know what the D stands for. I got a little tool.
Well, we've always had this conversation. If I got you an OnlyFans, would you do anything with it?
No.
Will you went log in?
No. I don't know.
You like that? Texas says, listen to the podcast yesterday. Got to go back and hear Strebel faintly say whoa when Kinley Myers makes her selection in OVW. The man loves IG models. He does.
So it's a weakness I have. It's one of my things. I don't have many vices, but that's one of them. I don't.
There you go, Mitch. There's a rejoin.
Yeah.
Is that a rejoin for you?
I thought that IG model season was now.
Was now.
It starts. It starts and it goes all summer. I get the winter. It's cold. You don't want to be in a bikini when it's cold outside. I get it, even though Miami never gets cold. So I don't understand what's going on. And Mitch brought it up yesterday. I think it was Mitch. They're all doing the OnlyFans thing. That's what it is. They're ditching IG and they're saying, pay me for my bikini pics now, which I ain't doing. So if IG dies, I'm not transitioning to OnlyFans.
By the way, I meant to tell you, I got a couple... Got a couple photos for you, Mitch. You ready?
Oh, you
do. We haven't done the IG model thing in several days.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right, hang on.
They're getting a little... I don't know what they're doing, but they're not doing much.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
it's more of the OnlyFans now.
Yeah, they're concentrating
all right,
on that.
One, two, three.
Wow. Wow. Goodness gracious. Good thing she has those hearts. That would be not safe for Instagram. Oh. Wow. There's pink everywhere.
Here's your girl Kiki. You ready for this?
Oh, Kiki's actually, she's out from under a rock. She's getting ready to go to a barn. Oh, wow.
She's getting ready to go to a bar.
I can't even describe that. That's one of the top ones I've seen in a while. I don't really like that. That tennis dork. Man. He must be a super swell guy.
Not your finest moment.
No, not
your finest moment. Not at all. No. You're grimacing through most of that.
Most of all of that.
Most of all of that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep them coming.
What'd you say? Sorry, I was talking with Pedro and Patty. What's up?
Do we have a guest or not?
Yes, it's Neil Knuckles Greenberg. I'm calling him right now.
Well, you said so. You're busy chatting with people, and you're not even calling the guy.
It'll take me 3 seconds to call.
So call him and then go back to talking with everybody.
As I was about to call, they came in and I wanted to.
Yeah, so tell them to go screw themselves. That's what you do. We're doing a radio show. State your business. Come in and state your business or get the hell out.
Hop on the mic. Talk to him.
No, I'm not talking to anybody.
No. Because you're
I'm not talking to anybody.
You're acting like a diva. You're giving him a bad image.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to run a radio show with my producer who's acting like he's the maitre d' at a local restaurant. Like, sure.
Pedro Bear Bradshaw, everybody. I'm calling Neil.
Who am I talking to?
It's a haymaker. Whatever they're teaching you today, Pedro, ignore all of it.
It's a haymaker. It's an absolute haymaker.
Wow. A similar thing that I blew. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that.
You blew it. Yeah, they smell like donkey scrotum.
He's multitasking right now, process. Yes. Would you get off his back?
Yes.
Yeah, forgive you me need for him on
taking
that
the
wall.
Lord's name in vain, but
you
my
want
gosh.
Him on that wall.
Yeah, I'm vamping. You tape your sports centers, all right? So be quiet.
Whoa. Touché.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That has to make Mitch happy. I know he's smiling back at the office. I can tell. It's the mixtape on this Friday on ESPN 680 105.7. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Let's go.
Obviously, I don't know how to please everybody. I agree. I mean, it does seem like we're detecting levels that are, you know, you're not going to be able to feed horses peppermints on the backside anymore. You know, right. People. I mean, that's what people love to do. Any horse. Here, feed it a peppermint. They love it.
Feed a peppermint.
Then I should use penetration. Dribble penetration.
There you go.
For you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to do that in your honor. But if you could keep him away from the penetration, we've become a drive and kick.
We used to call that penetration.
Yes. I'm just cranking him out.
You are cranking him out.
This is what happened.
You can whip my buns. I'm too old for that.
They kill you. They kill you.
Whip my buns.
They kill you. The best part of that is Nick Kern in the background.
Yeah.
The best part of any. If there's a sentence.
I'm just cranking him out.
You are cranking him out.
This is what happened. Like, I can't tell you. Like, in 2004, like, it was lawless.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was lawless.
That was back in my heyday, like, too, when I was doing things. And like,
what
like,
were you doing?
That would have been my scene.
Oh, that is.
Not me. I have a great. I don't want to get into it because it's sappy, and I'll just stop.
Pat brought his girlfriend. The softball player.
Did she play?
I wish. I wish she'd have played for Pat.
You know what, Nick? I hope you don't mind this, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and tell people next week where they need to be lining up and stuff. I'm gonna take the reins on the defensive strategy.
Oh man.
I'm trying to catch these damn balls. I've got a bare hand these balls.
You have to respond to Vince Mero saying that Kentucky football was, a better program than Michigan?
Yes, I have to. Yes, and I will. I will. I'm going to have to take down Big Dog. I'm sorry. I have to do it. I love him. I want him to be the head coach one day.
Oh, stop it. I love
Vince Mero.
Wait. Back up. That's the most gas bag thing, gross thing I've ever heard.
I don't care. I want him wearing the main headset. I like Merrill's swagger. I like the way he talks. I like him going on in his bluster. And he's just a cool dude. He's just a cool dude. And I like him.
It's shorter but better.
and I didn't really like the way it fit.
Well, that really hacked me off. I didn't have any marshmallows, you know?
Now,
hey, that really hacked
now
me off.
Now, I want to come about this in a different direction. What in the world were you doing wasting your time listening to the Sweeney Show?
Anyway, well, Carly Jones was on with Ennis yesterday. Let me get on to that.
Prior to him, most was like one or two.
Yeah.
Something
well,
like
I think the stat I heard is it Andy or Ennis yesterday reading off that they have 5 primetime games, and this is the second year in a row they've had this.
Yes. Former Louisville guard Carly Jones, who talked with Mark Ennis yesterday.
Phil, we were talking about before the show, Scott Satterfield joining Mark Ennis. I know that's getting marked for the mixtape. There it is. I probably should get this out of the way before I get criticized for not saying the take 6 times on the show today.
The take coming up next here on ESPN 680 and 105.7, the drive over on 93.9 The Ville. 3-6. Tune in. Hope you can.
Curran, don't send him over there.
What's going on here?
Past performances.
Get your pee-pees out.
Texas says softball was created from a rib from biscuit. Texas says Cal failed with Michael Mulder. Texas says, do we ever get parents' thoughts on Strebel's looks versus Drew Franklin? Oh, yeah, we did on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did he say? Well,
you know what he said.
I know what he said, but yeah. That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. That's his opinion.
No one thinks you're as good looking as Drew Franklin. You're the only one.
No.
I hate to do this to you.
I disagree.
You think there's more.
Yeah.
Your wife would pick Drew Franklin.
She would not.
100%.
She kicked dirt on Drew Franklin.
I mean, you know you're wrong on this one.
I'm not.
Your wife would pick Drew Franklin.
No, she wouldn't.
She would, Strebel.
No, she wouldn't. 100% she wouldn't. What did Drew Franklin become like Brad Pitt?
That's a great question.
When's he like the handsomest man in Kentucky?
This bit has really
I don't understand
overblown his look.
Yeah, like he's like just oh god, Leonardo DiCaprio or Drew Franklin.
He's just a Kentucky man.
So what? There's a lot of Kentucky men out there. Doesn't mean he wasn't the end all be all of handsome good looks.
Well, he's not. We're just making one comparison.
Apparently, my wife would just take her clothes off if Drew fucking walked in the building. That's what we're saying. That we're insinuating here.
Yes, Strebel, it was. Yeah. Speaking of clothes being off, the Hightower Men's Clinic, get your love life back. 690-2800 HightowerMens.com. Keep them coming.
We were in chemistry class together, and I singed my ball sack on a Bunsen burner.
Who made Yeezys cool? Like, who's responsible for that?
Kanye West.
Is that right? Okay.
That's what Yeezys are. That's what Yeezy is. It's him.
Oh, he I thought it was like Adidas or something.
It is Adidas, but Yeezys is like, he's Yeezy.
Okay. All right. You make fun of me. I'm sure that'll be on the take today. I had no idea where the term Yeezy comes from. So Kanye West is Yeezy. And look, I understand I sound like the whitest guy in America right now.
Yes.
I probably because I am.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so that's that. Okay, so that's where it comes from.
I guess your thoughts. Did you see the tweets about the Kenny Johnson, Brian Bowen thing and Bowen Sr. from Jason Riley of WDRB?
Did.
Okay, so your initial thoughts while I pull up the exact tweets that he tweeted out.
I mean, it just makes it seem like what we kind of already suspected, that Louisville was put on blast as the face of the FBI scandal when they might have been the least involved of the teams implicated in the FBI scandal.
It's a haymaker. Oh, it's a haymaker. Mitch, that's a haymaker. Oh. That is an absolute stunner. It's a stunner.
It's great.
It is a punch right to the gut. What a great Curran. I tell you, Bob's out some. Curran's going to give us some lines.
He is, absolutely.
Curran's going to give us some lines.
Absolutely.
Keep him coming.
If they go out and they get the one kid from Southeast Missouri, I'm really, really hoping they go snag that kid, the safety. They get him.
He said he was wanting some more safeties.
Yeah, and that kid, we're talking about probably the best safety in FBS, which, we'll get laughed at probably. And I'm fine with that because I watched his film. The kid can play. He's really good.
Tulsa and Southeast Missouri. Those are your waters.
Now, we know so little about you, Crane. You're kind of an enigma.
Are you married?
No.
You're not married, so your wife didn't go. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I am very much single right now.
Okay. Have you ever had a date?
Yes.
But not recently.
Not recently.
No. Okay. Well, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna get you a date, but that might be a little harder. but we'll work on that. I've got some things in mind. Now let's get back to this date thing. If we get you a date, we'll set it up on a dinner. I'll get a. Let me work on this, but if we get you a date, would you go on a blind date just for dinner? We'll get you. I'll spring for it.
That's good.
We'll get a decent restaurant in town. I've got one in mind. I'll make a few calls. But if we get you a blind date to go to dinner at a nice restaurant, would you do that?
Absolutely.
Now, how old are you?
23.
And how tall are you?
6'2"-ish.
Okay, 6'2"-ish. So that means 6'1". And how much do you weigh?
Too much.
Now, don't say that. We won't get anybody to bite on this blind date idea. We're going to get this done. I'll work on it this afternoon, and then we'll come up with a way for someone to win a blind dinner date
with the Crean Man.
And you're up for it, all right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. We got to figure out how to do that short of chloroforming somebody. I don't know how we'll be able to come up with somebody, but we'll get it done. Can you talk about anything besides sports?
I can try. No, I can.
Okay, all right. He's 6'1". He's way overweight, and he can't talk about anything but sports. Now, how are we going to get him a date?
So, Creens, you're in the you're driving into fast lane, brother.
You know what Crean's going to do? He's going to say, forget this date stuff. I'm taking the $100 all by myself.
Well, you know, I mean, everything's on the table, right? Everything's on the table, Crean. Everything's on the table.
Well, that wouldn't be very nice on my part, though.
Well, you know, you take your mother.
She'd like that.
There you go. Well, I mean, it's your call.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's so cringy.
They're all a kill shot. Yes. Every single one of them is a kill shot.
Woo! Take your mother. Oh, God. Right. Size doesn't matter in the pool. As long as you can swim, that's all that matters. Oh, I'm sorry. A tight end. Yes. Sorry. Well, they catch balls. I just like you get it from both. You get it from both sides.
Speaking of races and handicapping, how about our man, Tom the Hammer? Help me. I'm letting you. I'm not going to steal this. Tom the Hammer Hammond. Oh, he's got a birthday today. He's 77. Tom the Hammer Hammond.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Tom.
There's a chortle.
Sorry. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. They replaced the roof on my house. Wow, there's my voice, man.
There goes again.
I know, it's just cracking. They replaced the roof on my house. They've done many of my neighbors' homes as well. They've been doing this since 1984. And right now, they have a great offer for our listeners. If you know you have to get your residential roof replaced, they're going to knock 10% off for you. So that's going to save you a bunch of money. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Jack Carlin, been a longtime partner of this show. Whether you need any work done on your shingles. Yeah, that's what you call them, right?
Yeah, shingles.
Shingles.
Your roof.
Yeah, your roof. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just on my
shingles.
My
make up your roof.
Has me unsure of my words right now. Gutters, downspouts, whatever it is. Yes, whatever it is, they'll take care of it for you over at Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. So, again, 10% off a residential roof replacement right now when you mention us. So give Carlin a call, 458-9898, and tell me to talk about him here on the.
But my job is to shop for Coach Calipari's groceries. My job is to service him the best way I can.
Oh, no, Chin. No.
That's your new assistant coach.
No, Chin. Be assertive, Chin.
Yeah, the last 48 hours have been pretty crazy with all the post-derby developments regarding Medina Spirit.
How many, like you said, how many times have you refreshed? How many times has the narrative changed with Medina Spirit? Like getting into the pre-race?
Yeah, we don't refresh. At the racing form, we actually do original recording. We're not bloggers and you know, so yeah. You know, Matt Hegarty has been doing reporting for us. I've been assisting him behind the scenes. So we're not like, you know, hitting refresh. We're actually, you know, the ones who people are refreshing to see what we do.
Well, Jay, we appreciate it, but believe me, because I think it's hard for people maybe on the outside to have context here. The compound that Medina Spirit tests positive for, like, how common is this, like, really at all? Like, how outraged should anybody be? Like, how rare is this? Like, I think it's difficult for people who aren't involved in horse racing, like you are all the time, to know, like, how common this might be or sort of how out of the ordinary this might be. Can you help us with some of that?
Sure. I'll try and answer the four questions I think you just asked there.
Had Jay Priven on yesterday, too. You want to play that sound?
I don't want to play that because I know everybody else will, because I have a good relationship with Daily Racing Form writers.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be tied into mocking them, but I should have warned Ennis that Privman can be abrasive at times, and
Marty
is very
awesome over there.
I know.
And they have great photographer.
Matt Hegarty was
Hegarty
great
was
over awesome. There. I've always said so. I don't want it getting around that I'm one making fun of, or so other shows can do that. That is their want and their right to do that.
And Jay put it on the radio.
I should have known. I should have warned Dennis how abrasive. But even if I'd warned him, I don't think it would have. Change that.
So
the answer question marks no. In that I felt bad for Ennis because it wasn't a terrible question. Stop. I'm already going further than I want to. So cut his mic. I got to tell somebody about RGB Home Theaters.
Cut his mic.
Cut his mic. That's the line of the week.
Yeah.
Did we have two cut his mic? We had two of those this week. Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Just a couple more to go. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next.
Strebel thinks there's swingers out there.
I do,
but I don't know how to bring that up on the air.
There's
several of those neighborhoods.
I've heard some stories.
That are swinger neighborhoods.
And Norton Commons is one of them.
There's
a couple
in Southern Indiana. A couple of Fuzzy's places, Mitch.
A story about leaving like a pineapple on the porch is a sign. I'm dead serious.
On the porch.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Texas says, Strebel, keep the Norton Commons out of your mouth and keep wearing Hawaiian shirts for Marshalls.
All right, you adulterer with your pineapples.
Look at him. He moved his water. That's his tell that he's frustrated right now.
Yeah.
There it is.
I'm not good enough for Norton Commons. I mean, you have no yards. I've seen your house. You don't have a yard. You live in cookie cutter homes with no personality whatsoever for cachet.
What's he doing right now, man?
I don't like Norton Commons.
Why are you against Norton Commons?
Because it's an image thing. Like the houses aren't. The houses aren't nice. There's no yards.
What's he doing?
They all look the same. There's no personality, and you all stick your noses up at the rest of us like we're bums.
What an odd take you had. It's one of your oddest takes.
That's a true take,
though. Last one here, Mitch.
Yep.
All right, last one. Everyone have a good weekend, and we'll be back at it Monday at 3 o'clock inside Churchill Downs coming up next.
I mean, the problem with the general public and everybody is
they don't know that.
They don't care about an overage versus an anabolic steroid.
That's right. Nuance is dead in America.
And especially with this.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.